The next application is $11,831. Kent Jock seeks a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-42B, 115-182B, 115-193B, and 115-193F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Truman Avenue and the west side of South Bayshore Drive, approximately 50 feet south of the corner of South Bayshore Drive and Truman Avenue. There is no 911 address available. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 235, map 4.17, parcel 80.01. Specifically, they're requesting a variance from the 50-foot wetland setback and a 5-foot variance from the front yard setback. Received no letters in opposition, no letters in support, and one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you. Is anyone here? Okay. Sure, you need to come up there and be sworn in, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
It's Kent Schoak, 16928 Kansas Court, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. So I just read these, right?
I'm sorry?
So uniqueness. The parcel is an odd shape. It fronts two roads, but is not a corner lot. The shape of it allows for a septic on one portion and a home on the other. The portion closest to South Bayshore Drive perks and is therefore suitable for a septic, which would leave the northwestern portion, the section of it not in a wetland, available for a home. The lot was initially parceled before current county wetland regulations were in place. Adhering to those regulations would call for a 50-foot, which call for a 50-foot setback from state wetland renders the parcel unbuildable. Further, a great deal of the residences in Broadkill Beach would not have been able to be built were they forced to comply with current wetland setbacks. And I believe you have these Google Maps. Yeah. I'm sorry I didn't do it on that, but I highlighted this has the buildable part. This little corner right here is what would be buildable on the lot. And then I have a few Google Maps which show other houses that are within the 50-foot. And I just grabbed screenshot a few different pages, and one page has 8 houses that are within the 50-foot, 1-5 and 1-4 houses. The property cannot in any way be developed or otherwise used unless a variance from the current zoning regulation is granted. The condition was not created by the applicant nor by the current owner. The condition preventing the development was created by a 50-foot riparian buffer rule the county instituted. It was not meant to affect individual homeowners in existing neighborhoods and previously developed areas, but was created to protect wetlands from new developments being built throughout Sussex County. Excuse me. Granting this variance would not adversely impact appropriate use of development of adjacent properties, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. Conversely, a great deal of the development of Broadkill Beach would not exist were it subject to current wetland restrictions. Further, the home would be a fairly modest size, less than 1,900 square feet, and constructed upon pilings, and therefore have no or minimal impact on adjacent wetlands. A 25-foot wide house would permit 2 average-sized bedrooms and a bathroom across its width. The attached deck would not be under roof and therefore allow rain to pass through. I'm also requesting a variance for a setback of 10 feet, which would be a 5-foot variance on the Truman Avenue side. And the other stuff that I wrote on there, actually, I don't know if it applies because I think it all falls, I can read it, but I think it all falls within the 50-foot. Right, okay. All right. And that's all.
All right. I'm going to start. Mr. Ricker, do you have any questions?
Madam Secretary, is the, bring me up to date on the state wetlands and the federal wetlands, you're allowed to encroach into the federal and not the state or vice versa?
You cannot encroach into the wetlands at all.
Okay.
He's asking to encroach into the 50-foot setback, the buffer from the edge of the
right.
wetlands.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there is no, okay, he's looking at to get into the buffer, right?
Correct.
Okay. Wasn't there at one time the federal and the state, what am I looking at, what am I thinking here, where you could encroach into the state, the federal, but not into the...
The state, if they're state wetlands,
right,
there is a 50-foot setback from that he'd have to talk to the state about.
Okay. It's the federal then.
It's the federal. There are no setbacks from the federal wetlands.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you for that clarification. That's all the questions I have.
Okay. Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Appears there's no other place to build.
Pardon me?
It appears there's no other place to build on this lot.
There's
nothing else there.
Yeah.
That's the reason I was, Mr. Mills, I was trying to get some clarification on that.
That's the only money he's got.
Yeah.
Okay. Hearing no other questions?
I've got a couple. You said the house is going to be elevated on pilings, correct?
Yes.
All right. Have you talked to any of your neighbors about this?
No.
And it's, I take it, looking at Truman Avenue, this won't have any effect on traffic on that road, correct?
Yeah.
And Ms. Cornwell, we're looking at granting just the variance from the setback from Truman Avenue, correct? Or are we also looking at the wetlands setback?
It is both setbacks. He needs both a setback from to build into the 50-foot wetlands buffer, or the 50-foot wetland setback, and he needs a corner front yard setback off of Truman.
How much is the setback off of the wetland setback are we looking at?
10 foot.
I believe it's 5 foot from Truman Avenue, right?
That would be for the house, for the front yard setback.
Correct. I didn't see a number for the wetland setback.
It's because it would be completely within the 50-foot buffer. The house would actually be in the 50-foot buffer. There would be no buffer. There would be no
adjustment.
I understand that. I guess the thing is, we still should have a number as far as what it would be from that.
I think it would be 8 feet from the edge of the wetlands, 4 feet from the edge of the wetlands, and 14 feet from the edge of the wetlands.
Okay. We just want to make sure that's clear in the record on that. So, and I also note that the agenda talks about being the front yard setback, but we've also cited the appropriate section of the code regarding the wetland setback as well.
Yes, that would be the 193.
Thank you.
And the setback could also, because there are two lines for wetlands, there's the state and the federal, so it could also be a 0.7-foot variance from one of the wetland lines, because there are two separate wetland lines on the property.
That's federal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's just showing that he's building that close to it.
Yes.
As long as he doesn't go over it.
As long as he doesn't go over it. If he goes into it, he would need to talk to DENREC and the Army Corps of Engineers.
Right. If he goes into it. Right. Thank you for that.
So that's the game. Personally, it's a state. You're worried about the state, right? 0.7 is a federal.
We're worried about
both. Right?
Yes.
But the federal, he don't have to have anything for the federal, right?
Not unless he builds into it.
He can't build into it at all because the state would lose all kinds of federal money.
Yeah.
Technically. I mean, it's...
Well, I mean, there are different permits for certain things that can go into wetlands, and that is just per DENREC or the Army Corps of Engineers, depending on jurisdiction for the type of wetlands.
Okay.
And I guess, you know, just because we're dealing with a variance from that section of code, board members, there is a different section of code as far as it, we also have our normal variance standards, but there are a few different ones, and they're found in 193F, and one of those it deals with that the granting of the variance will not adversely affect water quality or adversely impact fish, wildlife, or plant habitat within that buffer zone. And I guess the question I've got for the applicant here is it your position that this variance will not adversely affect those items?
Right. That's correct.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition? You're in favor? Opposition? Okay, well, you want to please come forward then? Sir, you can sit right down up front here until they're done, so we need to...
First of all, no disrespect at all.
Okay, well...
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Scott Kimmel.
Excuse me, are you in opposition?
Yes, sir.
We'd like for you to come up here too, if you would, please. Is there anyone else here that's in opposition?
You can come up and be sworn in at the same
time. Yeah, so you can come in and be sworn in at the same time.
Scott Kimmel, 137 Huntingwood Drive, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I am the owner of 701 South Bay Shore.
I'm going to swear in at the same time.
Okay, Beth Frederick, 8 Gloucester Street, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 17109, and I am the owner of 102 Truman Avenue.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
And if one of you can go up at a time, and then just state your name for the record when you go up to speak.
Scott Kimmel, thank you for hearing me out. In looking at the map, I actually live right here, if you can see there, which is 701 South Bay Shore. We've lived there for about 5 years, including through a couple storms. And the area in question has been flooded many times and has really has served as a buffer for the rest of the neighborhood. 3 years ago, if you can see my house right here, we had flooding through the entire first floor, causing about $3,000 worth of damage, losing washer, dryer, furnace damage, and so on, because the water from the marsh comes up that high on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
When they were surveying the property back there, we obviously were curious, looking to see what they might be doing back there, because we never thought that land could possibly support a house. We heard some people making some strange noises back there, so we went back there. They were sinking while they were surveying the property back there. So it does have a tendency to get quite wet back there. We also have concerns regarding septic. The area is extremely stressed as it relates to septic. I'm sure you're probably aware Broadkill Beach does not have sewer at mm-hmm. this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an operating osprey nest, which is literally right here.
We can't see what you're pointing at.
Oh, you can't. Sorry, should I walk up here? Yeah, the flooding I was talking about earlier has gone the whole way up through our first floor. The osprey nest is literally right back here. Damaged a couple times, but the community has kind of come together to actually fix it. Over the last 5 years, we've had osprey there every year, including two this year with two chicks. A lot of people in the community have banded together to make sure when it did go down that we got it back up. But we're really concerned just on that property being able to support a house from a flooding perspective, from a septic perspective, and certainly from the osprey perspective.
Okay. All right, sir. Ma'am?
One question for you.
Sure.
You live on 80?
Is that where you live? Correct.
Okay. And you have flooding trouble and septic trouble too?
Yes.
You do?
Both.
You both. Okay.
Right now our septic is strained to the point where we're probably going to need to have to redo it because of some damage done over the last couple years with flooding.
Okay. And his property, he's going to build on is lower than yours?
If the house is in that corner, absolutely. Because it is a slight upgrade going up to our house.
Okay.
How long has your home been there?
Since the late 50s, I believe.
Okay, and you've had it how long?
Almost 6 years.
Is the property in question, is that all, is it wooded? Is that trees we're looking at?
Wood, yes.
Okay.
Yes, there's grasses here, there's trees in here, and a tree line coming in here.
Okay, thank you.
Once you get out here,
it's all grasses.
Okay. So none of that been cleaned out yet?
No.
Okay. But where he's building is not grasses, it's trees.
Correct.
Okay. Or where he'd like to build.
Okay. But those trees also serve as a way to kind of stop the flooding when it happens. It's hard to see how close the water is, but it actually is pretty close.
Your house raised up at all?
Yes.
On pollens?
Oh, yeah.
And you still have flooding underneath of it?
Well, it's the bottom floor that was closed out. Nothing was really damaged up on the pylons, pretty high. I mean, we're talking about at least 10 feet with the deck getting you up to the second level. But the entire first level was pretty much destroyed.
How does that affect your septic?
We're in the process of right now getting that evaluated to see what options we have to fix it. They said it is declined.
Imagine it just took that septic system out, right?
Yeah, more than likely. And there's a lot of root systems in there, and
is there other alternatives that you have with Denrec?
We are going through a process of getting an evaluation on what options we have at this point.
So he would have to go with those options also, then?
I would imagine so, yes.
Jim?
And we don't know what those options are, do you?
No, not at this point.
So he doesn't know what his options are either.
Yes, I'm not sure if you've done that yet.
Yeah. Sir, we'll let him address that.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Thank you. You just addressed the board. Okay.
Thanks.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you, then, sir.
Thank you.
Ma'am?
Okay, Beth Frederick, thank you for hearing me out, yes.
Okay.
I live at 102 Truman Avenue, which is right across the street from where the applicant wants to build. And I heard Mr. Sharp ask the question, is this going to in any way change or maybe to the detriment of the traffic patterns on Truman Avenue? And that is kind of my concern tonight. Truman Avenue is not a very wide street. And right now, with my property right across from the proposed house, right now, that I feel that would give us a problem getting our boat out of our shed. Our boat, we're number 77 there, and our shed is like right where the number 50 is. And we have a 20-foot boat and trailer and a 22-foot-long truck. And right now, when we go to pull our boat out of the shed, we're scraping those trees. So if a 5-foot setback was all we had to the front yard, the applicant really doesn't, in my opinion, have enough room to park a vehicle. They would be out on the road a little bit, maybe, and that's going to prevent us from getting our boat in and out of the garage. Also, with Truman Avenue, I know that being as narrow, and when I say narrow, I really don't know how wide it is. We were measuring this week. We found a peg, like that would be the center of the road, and another flag, which might be the edge of the applicant's property, and that was 11 feet. So I'm thinking perhaps the road's like 22 feet wide in total. I have had to call the police at least twice over the last 5 years to deal with the parking situation on Truman Avenue because we were blocked in. We could not get out. And mm-hmm. I have an elderly mother, and being that we are right close there to the wetlands, if there would ever be a fire, for the fire truck to be able to come back there, I just really, really am afraid that if there isn't the 10-foot setback, there's not enough room to get the car off Truman Avenue for the traffic patterns. So that basically is my concern. But I have been there since 1991. I bought this property in 1991, been on Broadkill Beach since 1969 up on Jefferson. So if there are any questions I can answer for you about anything, the flooding, the septic, anything like that since 1991, I will be glad to answer.
Mr. Chairman, so you think the house should be at least 10 feet from the property line?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's what he's asking for. He's only asking for a 5-foot variance.
I thought he was going from 10 down to 5.
No, he's asking for a 5-foot variance. So that would mean that he can encroach 5 feet into the 15-foot setback. So
okay.
So you're not opposed to that?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay.
Any other questions?
One question.
Yes.
Do you have trouble with yours?
I don't, but we're not down there that much. When the floodings have come, we have lost washers and dryers. I have lost lawn mowers because the water has come into my sheds, and my septic is right beside my sheds. So I am going to assume, yes, my septic was flooded, but by the time we got back in the spring, that all would have gone down. So I personally, we don't have any problems with the flushies, but I have lost stuff to flooding in the sheds.
Okay, thanks.
Do you feel that it would be detrimental to the neighborhood to have him build his house like he said he wants to do?
Like everybody else?
like everybody else has there?
And the home, do you think it's going to be that detrimental?
No.
Okay.
So, I mean, as
so
far as
you're really
to the,
not against it, you're concerned.
I'm fearful that a fire truck can't make it back to the marsh if there's a fire, back to the wetlands.
Mr. Mills, just straighten that
correct
out for you. Did that put your mind at ease? That
yes.
It's a corner setback, which is 15 feet, so all he wants to do is encroach 5 feet into that, which will make it 10 feet.
Yes.
So you're okay with the 10 feet?
Yes, with 10 feet you can fit even a truck, a 7-foot-wide truck, yeah, can get off
so
the road.
So that makes you at ease, a little more at ease?
Yes.
Because of that?
Yes.
Okay.
And I mean, as far
any
as
any other issues that may concern you?
No.
Okay.
I think Mr. Hudson has one.
So since you've been there since 1991, has there ever been anything on this parcel that the applicant has?
No. I know who owned that whole parcel, and it was the property that the first gentleman owned, and these two parcels behind it was all one parcel. The Wyckoffs owned that. It came up for sale right about 1991, I'm thinking. And since then, we have had a lot of turnover on that street, especially in that corner house. I think there's been no less than four. This might be the fourth owner on that corner house that has owned that.
By corner, you mean towards Truman?
Yes.
Right there?
Yes.
But since you've been there, there's been no improvements on this parcel?
Correct.
Did you say the other gentleman that spoke just before you did own this parcel?
No, that was a family by the name of Wyckoff.
Wyckoff.
Yeah, and they sold it to a realtor. They split
gotcha
it up.
Okay.
On and on and on and on.
Is his 1,900 square feet or that the size of the house that you know of, is that normal for that area?
That I can't answer.
Do you know what 1,900
no
square feet
no
looks like?
No, I don't do spatial
okay
things.
Okay. But are those houses, I'll ask him a question.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
I've got a couple of questions for Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
In relation to the property that is in question here, how high is your property in comparison? Are you higher? Are you lower? Are you about the same?
I'm lower.
You're
I'm
lower
on the ground. I'm not on pylons.
Well, I'm not talking the house. I'm talking the ground level. Are you when you pull out, are you going up a hill? Are you going down a hill? Is it about the same?
It's about the same.
Okay. And do you have flooding problems with your property?
Yes.
I think you said.
Yes.
How far does the flooding go? You know, past your property? Does it go to the property? I think 79 there on the tax map. Does
no
it go to that?
No. It basically comes up from 76 from the marsh area all the way up past my property right there, right into that little section there. Yes. I've never seen any standing water at 79.
How about the impact on fish and wildlife and plant habitat? I think Mr. Kimmel, I believe it was, had mentioned something about an osprey nest.
Yes.
Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Where is that located?
It's right about where he notated, right? Yeah, right about there.
Okay, so off of this property onto another property.
Yeah. And I actually believe the family that owned it first, the Wyckoffs, as I mentioned, they actually put that osprey nest up there.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you,
ma'am. Sir, you want to come back up? I think there's some questions. You? Okay. Mr. Warren, do you have a question?
You said you had a standard system going in?
No. It was a peat system.
Peat system, okay.
Yes.
Is it what?
Yes. Peat. A peat septic system.
Okay, and that is, explain that to me.
It's just, I don't know, honestly know a lot about it. I had a soil engineer come out and take a look.
This addresses the high water situation?
Well, you know, no. I mean, I honestly don't know the answer. If it were flooded, what the impact would be on the system. It would be on the South Bayshore side, like right up in there is the area that it was looked at for.
In other words, if this board saw to grant you the variance,
mm-hmm,
okay, you still would be an obligation to DENRAC to get the right septic system.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is your home, from what you can see around here, going to be, you know, within the type of homes that are around there now?
In terms of size?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, Rock Hill has houses that are probably 700 square feet and some that are probably 7,000
yeah,
square feet.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, but right around that area.
Probably, I honestly haven't looked too closely. I mean, the A-frame, which Mr. Kimmel lives in, is, I would guess is probably around 1,500 square feet or so.
Sir, you need to address us. We'll.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you're saying it
roughly,
as far as you know, roughly.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
About the same. No other questions.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Will your home be on filing?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions, then? Sharp, do you? And okay, then hearing no other questions rebuttal, then chair will entertain a motion.
That's it.
Just as a reminder to board members, we also not only have our normal standards, but the ones in 193F as well. If you need to know what those are, I can review them with you, or if you'd like a copy, we can get you a copy as well.
I do have one more question, I guess, for Damier. We only need one variance, that's the front. We're not asking for anything in the back from the buffer, right?
No, he's asking to be within the buffer, and Mr. Sharp asked about a setback from the edge of the wetlands, and that would be the 0.7.
0.7 feet.
From the edge of the wetland, so the house would be completely within the 50-foot wetlands setback.
Okay, it's 50 foot from the state line in.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, essentially, Mr. Workman, it's a little unique because, you know, normally we have our building envelope for front, side, rear. This one is not just that, but we also have a variance request for we have that in itself, and then we also have this a buffer requirement for the wetlands, which is on top of that. There's a separate set of standards for those variances, and we don't encounter them very often. I can't recall one that we've had in recent memory. But there is a separate set of standards for those on top of the normal standards. So in this case, you've got two different variance requests that we're looking at, the one from Truman Avenue and then this one as well.
So that's 50 foot, right? You're saying?
It would be it'll be a number of 49.
This right here is the 50 foot line.
Okay.
So he's clearly within the 50 foot line. That
here.
Is from the edge of the wetlands.
Okay. Okay.
0.7.
49.2.
49.2. I guess
three.
Would be 3. That would be 0.8. Okay. Well, 49.3 then.
Okay.
As shown on the survey.
Huh?
As shown on the survey.
Okay. As shown on the survey. Okay. Chair is waiting for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to table this case, 11-831. I'd like to take a look at 193F.
Okay.
Also, and digest some of the testimony here a little bit.
Okay, to our next regular meeting?
To our next regular meeting.
That's next week.
No, we have a meeting next week. So it would be tabled until the first meeting in October.
So we have to meet
our notice requirements.
It would be October 3rd.
October 3rd.
And would it be?
October 3rd.
October 3rd.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion then?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 11,831 to our first meeting in October, which will be the 3rd. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,831 is tabled.
And I will forward you all a copy of that provision of the variance so that you can see that, because it is a little different. Not there's just a couple different provisions with it normal.
Okay.
All right.
Which we have to consider, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, and part of it deals with the wildlife, which is...
Some help to you on that.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Okay.